Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. So happy to have you back with me today as we're in the middle of our week going through 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And this has been so good. The Lord is speaking to us about where we're laying our foundation. Is our foundation Christ? These bigger questions, to whom do we belong? What is the work that God is entrusting to us? How are we stewarding that work? And is our foundation in the Lord? Now, we've talked about the last couple of days how Paul is talking to the church of Corinth, and he's saying, stop like all of these divisions. Stop separating out. Stop saying, I belong to this person, or I belong to this person, or all of these different things. We all belong to Christ, and Christ is entrusting works to us, and then we're working together to lay the foundation in Christ. And so yesterday we ended with that convicting question of, where am I laying a foundation that's not Christ? Where am I putting my security that's not Christ? And the Lord wants to speak to us in that. And then today we want to talk about how we can know, and actually something intense that the Lord is talking to us about, purification. About purifying us. And it's important that we look at these passages and understand what the Lord is saying and understand what is to come and the importance of obedience and following the Lord's command, so that we can know in the end, on the day of judgment, that our works can be purified and can be shown to be for God's glory. Amen. Amen. So as we've been doing, we want to, again, and I have to do this every single day. I have to do it every 5 minutes. I have to do it so much, is to look at the Lord. And one thing that I've really been working on and that the Lord's been convicting me of is to be able to continue to develop that hidden place in my heart with Jesus, that place where I look at him and that place where he looks at me. That place where we speak to each other, that place that I can go to him in a crowd, that place where I can be silent in prayer, that secret place in the depths of my being where I receive him and he receives me. And so we want to continue to do that, to say, Lord, how can I look at you in my heart? That God's not just out there, that he's in here. I am a temple of the Lord. We read that on the first day when we talked about this and we went through the whole passage. I am the Lord's temple. Christ dwells in me. God isn't just out there. Yes, we see him in other people. His presence is everywhere. He is the Eucharist present there, but he's also present in us in such a real way. And he's saying, just look down, look in there. I'm right here. I want you to see me. There's a beautiful passage in the scriptures where it says, look upon him whom you've pierced. And the catechism tells us that when we look upon him whom we've pierced by our sins, conversion happens, because we see him and intimacy grows and he softens our hearts, because each and every one of us need a new heart. And that new heart comes from looking upon him. And as we look upon him in his woundedness, the one that we have pierced, it doesn't just bring us conviction of our sin. It does bring us that. But also his wounds begin to heal our wounds as we look at him. And that's a place of intimacy that he wants to carry us to. He wants us to hide ourselves truly in his wounds, to go to that place when we're feeling sorrow, when we're feeling discouraged, when we're feeling happy, when we're feeling joyful, when we're feeling tired, when we're feeling angry about a situation, when we're feeling hurt, when we have conviction over our sins, to look upon him who has been pierced and to hide ourselves in his wounds. Because it's there that we will see him. It's there that the King of Glory is seated upon the throne. Jesus on the throne, he has his wounds, so that we can look upon him whom we have pierced in all of his glory and his power from the throne that is now in that place in our hearts. He wants us to experience that intimacy from that place. We grow closer to him. We see him for who he really is, because who he really is the glorious resurrected king who's seated on the throne with his wounds, with his suffering. And his glory is from his suffering, and he wants to impart that on us, not from out there, but from right inside here, right inside our chest. Amen? So let's go ahead and read Isaiah 6 as we pray, and then we're going to get into purification, fun topics, fun stuff. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on his throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. And above him stood the seraphim. Each had six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with his glory." And the foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Amen, Lord Jesus, you are the King of glory, for you are the wounded King, a King with glorious wounds, with glorious majesty. So, Lord, we worship you, we praise you, we love you, and we ask you to show us who you are. And we ask this in your most holy name. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So let's go ahead and we're going to read. I'm going to read 10. According to the commission of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation, and another man is building upon it. Let each man take care how he builds upon it. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, each man's work will become manifest, for the day will disclose it, because it will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test what sort of work each one has done. If the work which any man has built on the foundation survives, he will receive a reward. If any man's work is burned up, he shall suffer loss, though he himself he will be saved, but only as through fire. So again, this is an intense passage. And Paul's talking about here the purification, a purification of us, but also a purification of our works. And there's a reality, friends, that we will be tested. We will be tested by fire. You know, Dr. Ralph Martin, who I work with, he gave us a teaching, and it's a teaching that he gave us was going all through scripture and going through the amount that the Lord talks about that there is a test. And it says there's a test and you have to pass it. That there's a way that when we give our life to the Lord, we walk in obedience to him and we build our lives by his grace on his foundation. But that our actions and our works, they will be tested by fire. He says this, "There's no other foundation that we build upon. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold or silver or all of these different things, the work will be tested." So what is the work that we're doing? Is it pure? Is it with the heart of God? Is it what God is calling us to do? And what are we bringing to the table? Is it for God's glory? It says, each man's work will become manifest. Friends, there is a reality that at the end of time, on Judgment Day, we will stand before God. And the intentions of our hearts, the works we have done, everything in our lives, the words we have spoken will be revealed. Everything that's already in the light and everything that's in the dark. That's a scary thought that should put the fear of God in us to say, I want to live a holy life. Man's work will become manifest, for the day, this last day, Judgment Day, will disclose it. There's a day that is coming where all will be revealed. The secrets of man's heart, everything that has been against God, the bad thoughts, the good thoughts, all will be revealed. There will be a revelation that will come. The day will disclose it, because it will be revealed with fire. And the fire will test what sort of work each has done. So when you're making a fire, and you're putting something in the fire, if you're putting like paper, if you're putting newspaper for kindling, have you ever done this on Christmas morning where you open all the presents and then you throw the wrapping paper in the fire? How fast does the wrapping paper get burnt up? Basically, like immediately. The wrapping paper is like, woo, right then. But when gold is put in fire, when steel is put in fire, what do blacksmiths do? They put steel in fire for weapons to make it malleable, to make it sharp. Gold is purified by fire. So fire comes to say whatever withstands the fire is pure, is good. And so if our works burn up and disappear and don't withstand the fire of the testing, those works were not of God. And there's so much in scripture that talks about purification in fire. In 1 Peter, he says, the trial of your faith being more precious than gold, be tried with fire, might be found praise and praiseworthy and glorious at the appearing of Jesus Christ. And then Malachi chapter 3, but who may abide the day of his coming, and who will stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. This is exactly what Paul is talking about in here, that at the day of his coming, he with eyes of fire and hair like wool, he will come, and his presence will be like fire, purifying in us everything that is not holy. And in Zechariah 13, I will bring the third part through fire and will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried. They shall call upon my name and I shall hear him. There's a part in Revelation where God says to the churches, I encourage you, buy from me gold that has been tested in fire so that you may be purified. This shouldn't put like an, oh my gosh, I can't trust God, a spirit of condemnation in us, but it should put the fear of the Lord. I want my works to last. I want to make it through the process of purification because I want to be with God forever. And there's something that the Lord has been doing in me in these past couple of years that I've been in a very difficult situation, and there's been some really good criticism of me that I needed to hear, and some unfair, you know, we're all a mixed bag, you know, like we have good intentions, we have bad intentions, we have good actions, we have bad actions. And the Lord's been purifying me, saying, come on, you need to be purged. You need to be purified of what other people think of you, of being too attached, of being dominating, of having ego, of having pride, all of these different things. The Lord's purifying me, not because he's upset with me, not because he's condemning me, but because he wants my works to withstand fire. So friends, I know this can feel scary, but this is the Lord's love and this is the Lord's mercy. And so go before him and say, Lord, this is a dangerous prayer, because he will do it. Purify me like gold. God bless.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.